You ready to rock and roll?
Benjamin.
Italy. 2 hour.
Howard. Benjamin. Howard Benjamin. Benjamin. We're needed over here.
Oh my God, did I bring a tablet? Shoot, with all my stuff, I think I forgot a tablet. I did. In the car. Okay, I need to run out and get a notebook out of the car.
I'd like to call the meeting to order. If we can have Guillermo lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance, please. Thank you, Guillermo. All right, roll call, Mr. Secretary.
Okay. We have a new roll call system with slightly different orders, so don't over-anticipate where you are in the alphabet, where you have been in the alphabet. President Thomas.
Here.
Vice President Benjamin.
Here.
Secretary Hendry, here. Ms. Hopp, Treasurer.
Here.
Ms. Havard.
Yes.
Okay, Ms. Meyer. Mr. Lazarevitz.
Here.
Mr. Martin.
Here.
Mr. Guevara.
Here.
Yeah, okay. Ms. Skelton. Mr. Camara.
Here.
Mr. Valenko.
Here.
Mr. Anand.
Here.
Mr. De La Cuesta.
Here.
Ms. Padden.
Here.
Mr. Lynn.
Here.
Mr. Luna.
Here.
The other two members will be sworn in later, so we have a quorum.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary. Moving on, comments from the chair. I have nothing at this time. Number four, public comments. Do you have the public comments stuff for me? You want to start with? Beautiful, thank you. Yep. These are all the ones we have?
Yes.
Beautiful, thank you, thank you. Let's start with Miriam Fogler. All right. Let's. Donna Pearman.
All right, I like to speak on Chase Street. That's a problem that I think it's gonna really have a problem with that bike lane. I don't even really see any bikes going down it, but if bikes go down it, there's a 169 bus line, that's the Satakoi bus line, and the 167 bus line that goes down that lane has to go in that lane when they turn, and they swerve over to the middle lane, and then when they drop people off, they have to swerve back in there, which I see there's going to be a, I think we should let the, I was saying that because the count CD6 is here, that there's going to be a problem, and I can see some accidents happening with the buses. And right now, the cars are all piled up. And it's going to make a problem. Oh, I saw the bus when it turned. It looked like it had a little problem because all the cars going around there are more blocked up as usual. So that is something that's not going to be good in Van Nuys. And I know people on Van Nuys Boulevard are not happy about it. So I'm hoping to get a petition to, with Mary wants to get a petition to get rid of that. And, of course, I still, of course, want to see Van Nuys video conferencing so people could go down there in Van Nuys and not speak to the city council and not just have to do it every other month. So that's all I have to say for public comment right now. Thank you.
Thank you, Donna. Up next is Bart Reed.
Hello, I'm Bart Reed. I'm an outside professional agitator from the north part of the valley. I've come to this neighborhood council, and from going to lots and lots of neighborhood councils, and one day I went to this neighborhood council 13 times to pass a motion because you couldn't have a quorum. Finally got it passed. Now the council has turned around, and I've seen things that are so outrageously unprofessional with this council, I'm really concerned. In Sylmar, we had a person that was overly religious, and she was trying to convert the council to a religious organization. We filed a grievance. There was a process. We actually had outsiders among me and others that we had a hearing, and we followed a process. Here, we seem to have, instead of following process, referring matters to committees, having the chair say that this is out of order, we've moved through a matter to attempt to remove somebody from the council. It really is like a Salem witch trial. It's not right. I think that you should rule this kind of thing out of order and move it back through the committee process, find out what the real grievance processes are with the neighborhood council, and run this through the proper way, not because there's some malaffected members of this neighborhood council that have personal vendettas against other people. I'm really concerned that there's lack of decorum here. There's just lack of civility. There's just even a lack of, you know, time's up in 2 minutes. I'll say goodbye. I'll thank you. People go on for 3 and 4 minutes, drag, and don't understand that, you know, democracy is based upon following rules, following decorum, and I thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Reed. Up next, we have Monica Alexenko.
Yes, good evening. On May 14th, I attended a Board of Public Works hearing, and there were a few speakers who were from the Van Nuys Neighborhood Council and who identified themselves as board members, but in no way, shape, or form addressed it as if they were speaking for the board. There was nothing inappropriate by what was said by any of those speakers, and I find it really pretty egregiously offensive that there is a petition circulating against someone in a bullying sort of fashion because there is a difference of opinion. Because, you know, last Friday I attended the city council, and there was a gentleman there who identified himself as an attorney and as a member of the Van Nuys Neighborhood Council, but also did not in any way, shape, or form inappropriately say that he is speaking for the board. You know, so when someone has a difference of opinion, it should not instantaneously, you know, start with all sorts of bullying tactics here. This is supposed to be a neighborhood council. People should be conducting themselves as concerned adults for the community and on behalf of the community as good neighbors and not simply as hoods. Thank you.
Thank you, Monica. Next up, we have Alistair Boys. Is that, am I? Bose. Sorry, I didn't have the cool Scottish accent on it there. Alistair.
Just call me McLeod. My wife and I have been planning and building a microbrewery in the city of Van Nuys for 2 years on Calvert Street near Kester. We've almost completed the process. Expect to receive our certificate of occupancy next Thursday, and our grand opening is on the 22nd of June, a week from Sunday. We very much welcome everybody here to come and participate in the grand opening and at least come for a beer. We will be open Wednesday through Sunday from that point forward, 5 to 10 on weekdays and noon to 10 on the weekend. And we'd love to see you there. We'll be serving traditionally cask-conditioned British ales and crackers, and we will have food trucks, and we hope that it will be a lot of fun for everybody and an asset to the city of Van Nuys. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
The 22nd is your grand opening?
June 22nd.
Thank you very much.
Sunday, right?
The exact address, I've got business cards, but the exact address is 14741 Calvert Street.
My pencil doesn't want to work. 4741.
Yeah. I'm going to leave some business cards with, sorry?
What time?
The grand opening will be noon till 8.
Oh, it's noon to 8, okay.
On the 21st?
On the 22nd. Yeah, yeah.
Well, I got that part right at least.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
You should have made flyers.
Thank you, my good man.
Free beer, everybody will be there.
Coming up next, we have Miriam Fogler. Yeah. Miriam, are you ready for public comment?
Yes, I'm going to come up here.
All right. Okay, then I got Kathleen and Paul also, yes.
Yes, good evening. And I just got here. I had to turn around, go back to get my phone. You know, we keep working on the video feed, and it seems like we're going around on a merry-go-round, and they don't want to do anything about putting it back in, yet they got money to take away from the zoo. They took money away and increased the price of the zoo admission, but yet they won't put the video feed back in. And this is outrageous. I don't like the way the budget is set. And I don't know what, if you have to, I don't know, but I want to be part of with the budget advocates, budget advocacy, I mean, whatever it takes. I like to be with the budget and finance, because if it's going to take, I'm going to have muscle to get this emotionally. I mean, not that way, but the good way. But the fact is that that we can't get a voice heard, and, you know, we need to have succession. I know that some people don't against it, but there are people who want to have the valley, to have the right to have a free speech. And if we don't have that, then we have to push for succession, because that was the compromise for the San Fernando Valley, so that we would have the video feed downtown. Okay? And got to have this, because this is our connection with our neighbor councils, to have this open. Now, why can't we have that? Now, why can't we get people here to be calling their representatives, the council people, to call and tell them that we want it open and advertise it so that people will be coming?
Thank you, Miriam.
Thank you.
All right, up next we have Kathleen Padden. Kathleen, you were recognized.
Do I go to...
You can do it from there, or you can go up to the podium, whatever you want.
Okay, I guess I can... I'm the new kid on the block. Sorry. I wanted to point out the problem here in Van Nuys on the streets. The stores are bringing out their wares out onto the sidewalk, and it's making Van Nuys Boulevard look like a third world country. There's no excuse to have all their belongings, and then they get real angry when somebody comes and knocks down some of their clothes, and they get irate. And I just think that there's the vendors and then the store shop owners bringing all their clothes out there, and it just looks terrible. And the same thing over at the churches, where they have the vendors and the food is still being served, and you don't know if it's hot or cold or you're going to get sick, and you don't want your kids to be eating it either. So I really I've been concerned about that. And then also, Guillermo, with the street cleaning, which was May 31st, I did get an article in to St. Elizabeth's for the volunteers that were needed for community cleanup. And it's the anniversary, the 50th anniversary of LAPD, and our library and refreshments and food and all of this was going to be served. And information to call you, and that students can earn service learning credit hours, which I thought was really, really great. But I did get it in the bulletin, and I'm just kind of wondering what the turnout was. Thanks a lot. What? Did they do it on Van Nuys Boulevard?
Very good work. Very good work. Paul Anand, you're recognized.
All right. Well, as you know, I'm chair of the Government Affairs Committee for this Van Nuys Neighborhood Council. But one of the things that's been brought up multiple times here during the meetings that I wanted to make sure that we clarified was the Brown Act with regards to people who disrupt the meeting. So we've had some issues where we had our council district councilwoman from Council District 6 presenting and almost being accosted. So I think it's really important that we all review exactly what it is that it says, especially as a council. So this is for everyone here on the council. It says that in the event that any meeting is willfully interrupted by a group or groups of persons so as to render the orderly conduct of such meeting unfeasible and order cannot be restored by the removal of those individuals who are willfully interrupting the meeting, the members of the body conducting the meeting may order the meeting room cleared and continue in session. Only matters appearing on the agenda may be considered in such a session, and representatives of the press or other news media, except those participating in the disturbance, shall be allowed to attend any session held pursuant to this section. So I would give a great example here. We do not have any senior lead officers, no police officers, no type of protection here at this particular meeting. So if stuff was to get to that point, I think that the right action where it gets out of control, Mr. President, is to follow this Brown Act provision and clear the room and then bring order back. And then we can go ahead and continue with the session. And if we want to, maybe bring people back in, but at least to calm down the situation.
I think that's a great idea. Thank you very much, Paul. Candy, you are the last one that has a public comment card
in. Thank you, Mr. President. Thank you. Candy and O'Mara, stakeholder, Mr. President. What a difference 30 days make. Less than 30 days ago, as I left here, I didn't know within a few days I would be in a horrible accident. Somebody hit me going 60 miles an hour, trapped in my vehicle, filled with gas, fully, completely smothered. I mean, I thought I was going to burn in my car, but thankfully, I'm here. So for those of you who love me, thank you. And for those who don't, you know.
Andy.
But the one thing that I realized, the thing that I realized, Mr. President, is, and I've said it before at City Council, I too was at City Council last Friday, is that I love Van Nuys. People ask me why. I just do. It's the people. There's something very special about Van Nuys. And Ms. Martinez and your staff, you guys did a fantastic job at the cleanup. Some of you members, I think there was only a few of us that were there, but it was unbelievable. It was one of the best held cleanups they've ever had. And then the 50th was fantastic. So, again, I want to pay compliments to you. And, you know, even though I may be opposed to Fire Station 39 moving from here to Oxnard, I'm in favor of the fire department because it was the jaws of life that saved me from my vehicle. But that's why I think it should be further north, because that's where the density of people are. And I hope that we can hopefully come up with a settlement. I hope that the council office and those who are opposed to it can work together to come up with the right area. Along with that, even a week after, Mr. President, we were out in the community doing cleanups, et cetera, and it's just fun. It's a great time in Van Nuys. A lot of things are happening. And we are still looking for those 5 rats that attacked somebody over at St. Elizabeth. We're going to put out a reward for them because we want to make sure, you know, we get those guys because, you know, can't have 5 rats running around Van Nuys. We need to capture them. So thank you, Mr. President.
I have something to say.
Yes, Roland, you're recognized for 2 minutes.
Candida, I know that you wanted to have the fire station up north because it's closer to your place, just in case. And adding on that thing that we did with the school over here, we should, you know, put that in play. I like to push it because there's so many shootings and things happening that I think this is a good time to put it to use.
Yeah. Very good. Thank you, Roland. All right, moving right along, secretaries.
Actually, yes.
There you go.
I'm
secretary
to you people, so
I was going to give you the hot dogs that were left over from the cleanup. However, they were frozen in the buns, and I didn't have time to defrost, cook, and bring all that stuff along with everything else. So pizza's being delivered.
Well.
Pizza?
Very good. Moving on to the secretary's report. Mr. Hendry is recognized.
Okay. Very simply, we have one thing. If you looked at our format, we have changed our format a little. We've eliminated the second public comment. Simply, as secretary, I did take it into my interest to pursue this with the city attorney, and I guess we could eliminate the second public comment. I simply had been concerned it had been on the agenda for 10 years, and the question always was perhaps that there was some value that if you have one public comment, you could put it off till 11 o'clock and not have it and have it be very annoying to everybody. However, the city attorney agreed with the chair, and we will pursue through that. Secondly, the May minutes are presented. The questions I had about the April CIS votes for the fire station, I took to myself to go and listen to this on a tape recorder. Some of the votes are not clear. Perhaps we should have some sort of revote or stipulation, or somebody, members would sign a sheet if they wanted to do that. Or we could go with the original, though. That would be up to the chair and everybody else. We also had not found the January tape. I'm sure Mr. Benjamin had it. The same problems probably exist in listening to the January tape as did when I listened to the April tape.
I could pull out the report that I took. I don't have it handy right now, but I took down the votes, and I didn't have any problems with getting it. So, but I don't have it on me at the moment.
We did take down the vote. The question, though, was some people wanted to have it more forensically examined, to put it in that way.
So if it pleases the council and without any objection, we can look at the vote again. Yes?
Oh,
Mr. Lynn.
Yes. I want to inquire into the purpose of this. I'm looking at Mr. Hendry's attachment that was on the agenda. Obviously, we've already voted on this. Obviously, the CIS was already submitted. There are two people on here that are asked to restate their vote. So I just want to be clear that we're not having a re-vote. We're trying to clarify what the vote was in the event any such clarification is necessary. Is that correct?
Yes, it was brought to our attention by one of our constituents, and it is not a re-vote. It is a clarification of the two votes we took before.
That's the two votes that say asked to restate her vote or his vote. So that would be Ms. Habert and Mr. Martin, correct?
I don't know.
That's what I said on my.
Yes, it would be Ms. Havard and Mr. Martin's vote that are in question. The deal with this is one of our constituents asked that we have the vote tallied, which is completely in their right, and we should be doing that anyway. The January meeting was not recorded, so we only have notes from that meeting. And then the April meeting was reviewed by the secretary, and there were some votes that he couldn't hear. So it's not going to change anything. It's just extra records or... Yes, Candido.
Thank you, Mr. President. Again, at every meeting, our secretary records the vote. He calls each individual and asks them what their vote is. So there should be an accurate record of those votes that were taken.
That record was taken already. It doesn't need to be done again.
If we're going off your written notes, we're fine, right?
Yes.
So you were just reviewing the tape to be on the safe side?
Yes, because I was requested to.
Okay, so...
I object.
What's the objection?
It's already been taken. It's listed. I have on my iPad that I did not bring with me the vote that was pulled up and sent by John, and I thought I made a copy and put it in here. I'm looking. I'm not finding
it. Do we have a simple tally sheet that we can give to the... Okay, for the January and the April votes.
It was posted, included in the minutes.
So
a tally sheet I can get. A tally sheet, yes. I'm sorry. A tally sheet I can get.
So without objection, can we adopt the votes and the May minutes as three separate votes now, or do we want to table this? It's whatever pleases the council.
I think
I'm happy with it either way.
I move that we vote on the May minutes.
Okay, so we can definitely vote on the May minutes. Now the question is about the other two votes. This was... Okay, so then can we, why don't we delay this and see if this is the exact same one as Mr. Hendry's? Mr. Hendry's, will you compare notes with
yes.
Jeanette and see if this
okay.
lines up? So with that, I do make a motion that we adopt the May minutes as is.
Seconded.
And I call for the vote on that, Mr. Secretary.
Just a second. Okay. President Thomas?
We're only doing the May minutes.
I'm understanding that we're doing votes alphabetically now. Is this right?
It's whatever pleases the secretary. He was possibly doing it that way. Are we doing alphabetical or?
I have a done worksheet. I was using that.
Okay. Now we're going off the done worksheet. All right. So, Mr. Secretary.
Okay. President Thomas.
With the exception of.
I vote to accept the May minutes. Yes.
Oh, okay.
Vice President Benjamin.
Yes.
Secretary Hendry, aye. Ms. Treasurer Hupp?
Aye.
Ms. Havard?
Aye.
Ms. Meyer?
Aye.
Mr. Lazarevitz?
Aye.
Mr. Martin?
Aye.
Mr. Guevara?
Yes.
Okay, Ms. Skelton's not here. Mr. Camara?
Yes.
Mr. Waleko?
Yes.
Mr. Anand? Okay, thank you. Mr. De La Cuesta? Ms. Padden?
Aye.
Mr. Lynn?
Yes.
Mr. Luna?
Aye.
It passes.
All right, guys, now let's work through the January CIS Fire Station 39 minutes and adopting them. What do you guys want to do on this? Just adopt the tally sheet as is? Do you want to come back to this? We can table it till next month.
I would table it, but I will tell you that I do have this one. I don't have the what? Other one.
Okay, can you verify that it's the same one as Mr. Hendry? Carino, you had your hand up. Yes, sir.
If we don't have it, we could do it in the interim. We'll have to do it in the interim.
Well, that's the one that I took. And those were two different other issues, but we had one, two, three, four.
I saw the email.
Seven. Yeses.
Okay. So in the interest of time, I would make a motion that we table the adoption of the CIS in January and in April. We hash it out at our executive committee.
Second.
Yes, the minutes on the CIS. We're not re-voting. We're just clarifying what the votes were.
Second.
Who's in charge of the pizza? All right, Jeanette. You're in charge of the pizza. Miriam's in charge. Miriam, will you back her up here and make sure this goes through properly, please? Thank you very much. Yes. All right. So without objection, we are going to table the vote on the tally of the CIS from January and from April. We will hash it out at the next executive meeting, get to the bottom of it, and then we'll vote on it next month. Do I have any objection from the council on that?
No.
Without objection, so ordered. We are tabling those two items. Do we have anything else?
Please, I need a couple-minute break. I'm sorry, but I'm trying to remember everything, and I left the bag in the car with the plates and the napkins and the tongs.
Okay, we'll come back to the treasurer's report. Jeanette, just handle the pizza.
I don't
moving on.
I'm not touching it.
Committee chairperson's reports. Okay, let's hear from Joseph Lazarovitz, who is the chair of the Public Safety Committee. Joseph.
We're working on a summit, on a sex trafficking summit, and I'm waiting to hear from the FBI.
Microphone, Joseph,
and also probably Homeland Security. So we're working full blast. We're going to have a nice summit.
Very good work. Joseph, thank you very much. We had a missing public comment, so we're going to jump back to that. Jennifer Varinchik. You have 2 minutes.
My public comment is very simple. I just wanted to invite you all to the Valley Bikery, our upcoming bike ride. It's called the Chocolate Ride, and it's not this Saturday, but next. I have all the information that I'll send to the webmaster, who can send everything to you all. On the Chocolate Bike Ride, we will be stopping by 3 different desserteries where we'll be getting either discounted or free desserts. And it's just a great way to combine exercise as well as chocolate and having fun. And basically, that was it. So I'll send it out, and hopefully you'll all be able to come. That's
Thank
it.
You, Jennifer.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. All right, chairperson's reports. Anybody else? Paul, what are you working on with the Government Affairs Committee?
Okay, so I want to – let me give you – I got some handouts for everybody.
Hello. George.
Yeah. Roland, did you have something?
Since he's sending it out, I can fill in. Next Saturday, I'm competing in the senior games in Pasadena, table tennis. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Roland. Make sure to film that so we can all watch that.
Yes. Black and white or color?
Both. Ladies and gentlemen, Roland. Carino, how's your committee going?
Sorry. And I'm really glad that the mayor has targeted Van Nuys as an area to revitalize Van Nuys, and I think it just kind of shows you that Van Nuys is moving in the right direction. And also, I just wanted to say about the parklets and the ciclovia, because there was a article stating that they're going to bring ciclovia to San Fernando Valley, and one of the routes was going to be on North Hollywood on Lancashire and to Ventura Boulevard, and this is sort of a recommendation. It's not final, but I'm also been told that it might, that Van Nuys would be part of the route after this, but I'm hoping that if Sherman Oaks is complaining about the traffic that's going along Ventura Boulevard, then just bring it to Van Nuys. So I think that would be great. And we have a couple agendas as far as to get full board to support some of the projects that's going to be in this agenda tonight.
Thank you very much, Carino. Paul, back to you.
All right, so getting back to the government affairs, first of all, I did go and meet with the mayor's personnel during open office hours to talk to them initially when they were talking about this Great Streets Initiative. And executive order number 1 was signed by the mayor to try to lobby to get Van Nuys Boulevard to be considered. And I know that our council, District 6, has also done a great job. Thank you, because this was one of the things that we wanted to have focused on Van Nuys Boulevard.
No.
you know, it could have gone to Langrish and below. You could have gone to a lot of different places, I'm sure, in CD6. But I think that this area was once great, and it's time to make it great again. So actually, Van Nuys Boulevard has been tagged for District 6 between Victory Boulevard and Oxnard Street. So what I next week, we'll be having our government committee meeting. I'm still securing the location. It's going to be either on Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday. I will send out an e-blast with it and also post our agenda. But on our agenda, the first thing I'd like to do is actually come up with some recommendations for our council district and for the mayor's office for what we'd like to see for this area. So I encourage everyone to come and try and give some input about what we want to see actually get changed, and it's not just like, okay, we put some trash cans on the street. We want to see some meaningful change. I mean, whether it's something that reminds us of what North Hollywood has done or what Santa Monica has done with Third Street, something that will really attract and engage the community and people from outside the community to come to this area. And that's what's going on right now in government affairs. Additionally, we are also talking about a possible retreat just right here in the library, and possibly some trips to Sacramento and Washington, D.C. that certain Congress members and assembly members have been kind enough to say they would host us if we were to go up there. So we're going to attempt to arrange that. That's the Government Affairs Committee report.
Very good, Paul. Thank you very much. Anything else from any of our committee chairs? Maria texted me. She is having car problems, so her absence is excused. Treasurer's report, Jeanette Hopp and or Howard Benjamin, the second signatory. You guys had a meeting last night. It went well, I heard?
Yeah, pretty much. Although, however, there were a couple of packets that were lacking some information, and I don't see.
So what got out of your committee that we can vote on tonight?
The money for Krikorian.
Okay, so the Krikorian North Hollywood Park event. Okay, we can vote on that. What else?
My report, of course.
What about the park stuff with Maria?
Those were the two problems. Neither one of the Delano or Van Nuys Park, neither one had the proper paperwork.
I think so.
Both of them needed to go through a 501(c) because they're, you know, they're city to city, and we can't do that. You know how that is. And Amber will call me on that if I don't get that right. So I let them know, and they have to resubmit because their paperwork was not correct. And I feel bad because I didn't talk to them beforehand. Maria did, and she generally knows what's going on, so I don't know what happened. But the bottom line is it was incomplete, and I couldn't pass it through without the proper paperwork because then we'd be voting for something that was not complete.
That's our procedure anyway, so we're all good there. What about the reimbursement of Howard Benjamin?
Those were voted on, and mine as well.
Okay.
So we can vote on those.
Very good.
And I have another one, which I asked you to put on the agenda, and you didn't. For the ink and the, you know, that I was using my husband's printer for all the stuff I've been printing out.
I thought that was the $100.26.
No, that was from a long time ago. That was out of my pocket. That was actually from last year. And they kept sending it back like they did Howard's. And back then we did not have the form that the secretary and I have for voting, but we added it since, and that's what they requested. So why it got sent back again, I have no idea. But I gave Amber the one for Howard. His should be fine. I have not given her mine. I have them, though. And
I remember her telling me this.
But anyway, the bottom line is we have everything, but mine was 158 aside from that. That was just for the Xeroxing of my reports that I handed out every meeting, which I'm about to do again. And anything else that I had to report on, any minutes that I took and typed up, anything like that. And I used the purple little FedEx card that I had to load with cash out of my pocket to make those copies until I got the P card. So that 100 and change was for. since that time. Now I've gotten ink from my personal computer at home and printer that my husband's, you know, put the bill for to a tune of $158 and change to, you know, reprint all this stuff. And therein is where I'm hoping to get reimbursed for that because that's a lot of money.
You mean receipts?
Yes, I have receipts.
What about October, November, and December 2013 monthly expenditure report?
I have a lot of that paperwork, and I also...
Because Merlo is chomping at the bit.
I know that, and I've gotten a lot of those reports for him. And I was just speaking earlier to Amber about that, and because she understands what I've been trying to tell him about the fact that when I first started doing this, no one told me that I needed to have a separate... And you'll forgive me because I had it here to show you, but I wasn't ready to talk about it yet. A separate little restored receipt. Stop and think what to do with it. To go with the statement that I get each month. Okay. So that being the case, I didn't provide that, and I'll show you now a live one because I have them instead of the copy I was going to pass around. And I'm not letting this out of my sight because I need it. But this is what we need now. To go along with the statement, but I didn't have these initially because I didn't know. And when I found out, I asked them, and apparently if it's cash or online, they keep it indefinitely. If it's on a card like a Visa or a bank card, they only keep it 90 days. Well, this stuff was from last year, as you just said, October, November, December of 2013, so they don't have it in their system. And I chastised the manager, whose name is on the tip of my tongue, and I can't think of it at the moment, but at any rate, I talked to him, and he wasn't very happy with me because I was stern with him, but he stated he'd only been there 2 months. They don't have any letterhead. He didn't order any because he never has to write any letters, so I was asking him to write a letter on letterhead stating that they can't provide this after 90 days, that it's not in their system. He has no access. So that would help me with Merlot. And Amber told me that there is a form that we can fill out and vote on that will, and would you please?
Well, it's not a form per se, it's a process.
Oh, okay, a process. Right, so that we can do in order to alleviate that problem with those particular ones, because from then forward, I've got everything.
Very good. Can we move to approve the treasurer's report?
And I have that, so wait 1 second, because I did not pass that out for everybody.
Did I get something before all these?
Yeah, I know. That's all right. I'll let them eat
first.
Yeah, I had a sandwich.
And I also have a report that Miriam was asking me for. Here you go, baby. For the budget advocates' reports that I have taken. And I brought 22 copies of that. I promised her I would give her one. Hold on, Miriam. I keep tripping over that chair. Okay, if I land on the floor, somebody's going to get it. Okay, so I have that. Go the other way because only half of you got it.
I hope. It's probably already gone.
Do we have any objections from the council members on approving the treasurer's report?
All right, so you see what we spent. We spent.
I don't see any objections.
$637.61 for the month, and balance forward was $7,998.55.
Can you use the microphone? I'm having a hard time hearing.
Thanks. Okay, so let's do that again. We spent $637.61 for the month. Richard, that's not funny, but you can laugh. $7,998.55 was brought forward, leaving us with a current balance of $7,360.94. But we also have some funding things that have been paid. So here we go again with what do we actually have? Now, with the new system that we are going to have soon, that I've been told is just about to come out,
we will have an e-checking account. So in addition to the P-card that I have, I will also have something whereby I can pay a neighborhood purpose grant or any funding issue that we have, like the parks and recs and that kind of stuff, the Special Olympics and so on, immediately as soon as we have the complete packet, it's gone through all the committees, and we voted okay, I can then pay it, so it will be instantaneous rather than waiting 6 months and wondering has it been paid or not. I'm so excited, I can't stand it.
All right, without objection, I make a motion that we adopt the May Reconciliation Treasurer's Report. Second. With that, I call for the vote, Mr. Secretary.
President Thomas.
Yes.
Vice President Benjamin.
Yes.
Secretary Hendry. Yes. Ms. Hopp, Treasurer.
Aye.
Ms. Havard.
Yes.
Ms. Meyer.
Yes.
Mr. Lazarevitz.
Yes.
Mr. Martin.
Yes.
Mr. Guevara.
Yes. Yes.
Mr. Camara.
Yes.
Mr. Waleko.
Yes.
Mr. Anand.
Aye.
Mr. De La Cuesta.
Yes.
Ms. Padden.
Yes.
Mr. Lynn.
Yes.
Mr. Luna.
Aye.
Mm-hmm. It passes.
Very good. Thank you very much. We've done the committee chairperson's reports, elected officials' reports. Does the council office have anything for us? You guys want to come and say hello? Linda, Guillermo?
Hello.
You're live and on the air. Are you guys good? Any updates?
Good evening, council members. People from Van Nuys. thank you for having us, and thank you, just to give a big thank you to those who supported us, those who were there and decided not to, even if they weren't there. The cleanup that took place here in the Van Nuys Government Center, a great job was done. Power washing, crews of volunteers. It was a good day, nice and sunny, and it wasn't very hot, so it's a good day. And a lot got done. Aside from that, I'll mention the 50th anniversary. The 50th anniversary celebration was great. Saw a few faces there, and it was great. It was a good showing. It was a good event, and it was a nice way to bring in the 50 years of the LAPD station here in Van Nuys and for its great service to the community. Aside from that, can't think of any. That's right, in the library. Sorry for the oversight. The 50th anniversary as well of the library, and its 113th anniversary in Van Nuys as a whole. So it was a great event. It was a great celebration. The library had a lot of events, including one event with drums for the kids. So it was very cool. And someone who makes balloons as well into all sorts of things. So I saw a couple of youngsters out there with balloon animals. Someone had a sword with their belt and everything. So it's very awesome. So other than that, as far as any updates are concerned, I can't recall any updates at the moment, but movies. So we're looking into, make a note of that, looking into having a movie night here in Van Nuys, here in the Government Center. So that's something that we're currently looking at into organizing. So I have confidence that's going to go well.
Do you have dates yet?
We are looking for in the summertime, though no exact date yet.
Because we were looking to partner with Kelly in the library, mm-hmm. Along with Derek came up with the Children's Day that we passed.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe possibly the first Saturday, I think it's August 2nd, and we could work together on that, celebrate Children's Day. The library's still open. She has the permits for the movie inside, and we could do something there.
Okay. Let me interject. We are going to be working with the library, but I don't know if we can commit to that particular date or not, but we'll definitely get back to you. The one thing that I want to make sure to do is not just thank you for the time and effort that you put in, but also for supporting the cleanup, because we did have some refreshments and food, but I want to thank Jeanette for going out and meeting with us, and also for Mr. Howard and also for Ms. Meyer for help coming in and helping, I mean, Mr. Benjamin, excuse me, coming and helping us sit down and decide what items to get, and then Ms. Hopp going out and obviously helping us by purchasing them and bringing them to our office. Also, I wanted to let you know that we, and I know it's on the agenda, but we're working with Neighborhood Council for proposed health fair. At this point, we're still, the location is a little bit up in the air, but it's a worthwhile cause, and I know that it'll be spoken, you'll be addressing it and speaking to it further along in the agenda. So thank you, and know that we want to support you in any way we can. Thank you very much for the support from St. Elizabeth's, and thank you for everybody here that I grew up here in Van Nuys and close enough, okay? And I used to shop when I was a kid for all kinds of things with my mom and dad, so I want to see it come back. So
very good.
All right.
Can you pop them off to the side? Yes, Penelope, then Karina. Penelope.
Sorry, Penny,
Memorial Day rides, and then the day of the 50th anniversary of LAPD, I was there and just on a ride for fallen law enforcement officers the day before, the next day. So we've been doing a lot of rides in order to try to raise funds for those groups that really matter to us, and you guys, the police department, fire department, all matter, so that was what we had to do because you can't be in 10 places at once. But I thank you for what you did as well.
Karina.
I noticed that the trash bin is still around on Sylvan between Fire and...
Actually, it was picked up yesterday.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
They were leaving it because they wanted to make sure that if people still wanted to drop things off.
Yeah.
Even the following Monday, we were trying to pick up things to make sure, because sometimes people forget, and we wanted to make sure that everybody had a chance to be able to get their things disposed of.
Yeah, I was wondering, because I know that in the back alleys along Van Nuys and Victory, it's still a mess, and I was hoping that you could provide maybe bags or something, because I really want to clean it, and if I have to do it myself, I would...
We're happy to help wherever we can. Some of it was a little encumbered because we had the sidewalks being repaired. If you notice, we have new sidewalks on Tyrone. So between that kind of like put a few bumps in the road, but also know that we're going to work very, very hard with you as well as the CPAB, and try to get involved with trying to clean the blocks and go out and clean things that we can. If you think that you want to do a small little thing on a weekend or something, come and meet up with us, and maybe we can work something out where we can get a team together and go out and try to clean. For the most part, I would say that the cleanup certainly improved the look for this immediate area anyway. And it's only the first one. We'll do more, I promise. We'll continue.
I'm glad that you guys are doing this. I think it's fun to meet the rest of the stakeholders and students from Van Nuys High or Van Nuys.
Yeah. Well, I'm hoping that we're around for a long time and can do a lot more work.
Candy, did you have something?
Just quickly, Mr. President. Again, there's a couple of unsung heroes here, Mr. Cuesta and Mr. Don Camara. They worked. They didn't bring food. They worked hard. They got there at 9 o'clock, and they didn't quit till almost 1 o'clock.
Mr. Kamara himself was loading up chairs, couches, and all these other things. So we have a big board here, and we have maybe four people here that were that are. Everyone on this board should be at every one of those councils. If you're going to be successful as the 6th district reps, we have to all be there for those cleanups. It can't be a maybe if. Every member on here has to be a part of that clean. Again, Mr. Kamara and Mr. Sequesta were outstanding that day.
Well, you helped too.
Well, it doesn't matter. It's about those two guys on the board.
Very good. Thank you, Linda. Thank you, Guillermo.
Did you have one more thing?
One more thing. I just wanted to say this again, on behalf of my behalf and behalf of our office and everyone. I want to thank everyone who helped out with the cleanup and with everything else that you guys have helped in the past and present. It's greatly appreciated, and it's all I can say is thank you.
You guys are doing a great job. Absolutely. A wonderful relationship with this council office. Thank you, guys. All right, moving on. 8A, the swearing in and seating of Kambitz Merabi and Lizette Arzola as Van Nuys neighborhood council members. But first, Brian from the congressman's office is going to speak. Brian, you were hiding behind the podium. I didn't see you. So this is Brian from Congressman Tony Cardenas' office. Brian, you're recognized, sir. Sorry about that.
No problem. Thank you, George. Again, I'll reintroduce myself. My name is Brian Gavidia. I'm a representative for Congressman Tony Cardenas that represents the 29th Congressional District. First of all, I want you guys to give you guys a pat on the back. Thank you for all the good work that you guys do in the community. Thank you for the people that are in the crowd for being here, and we have a packed house. I'm happy to see that. I myself grew up in Van Nuys, so I'm very passionate about doing work in this area. We'll go on to what the congressman is working on. Some of the things that the congressman has been working on last Thursday, he met with Director Donna Bider, the director from the VA Greater Los Angeles, in regards to getting updates and making sure that the unfortunate events that happened in Phoenix do not happen in his district, because he does, as you may know, he does represent the Sepulveda VA. And he does, since he's been in the city council and his tenure in the state assembly, he has cared deeply for veterans, and as well as his number one priority and passion, which is juvenile justice. The meeting went well. It was a productive meeting. The director was very honest with the congressman as far as the needs of the VA, as far as the VA GLA, Greater Los Angeles. There is some budget issues, some training issues, some staffing issues. But just to go and just to talk broadly about that, the congressman made it known that he wants to be a resource for the director, and he wants to be an advocate in Washington, D.C. for the veterans. And at the moment, the congressman is not in any committees, any powerful committees to make changes in, like, the military committees or whatnot, to make a huge impact for veterans. But he does have a voice, and he has a vote. So he has a voice that could influence his colleagues who are in those committees, and that's important. And I'll get to you. And so it was a productive meeting. They exchanged personal contact information, and with that, I'm going to go ahead and follow up with the representatives for administration, and make sure that the veterans in the district and for that matter throughout the nation are taken care of, and that they get the services that they deserve. They serve their country. They deserve to get their benefits. With that, the congressman has also been touring different aerospace companies in the district. One of them was Excellus here in Van Nuys, establishing relationships with those different businesses, corporations. He's doing a push to bring manufacturers into the district, trying to be an advocate to bring jobs into the district. And another one of his priorities is immigration, comprehensive immigration reform. So the congressman has a lot in his agenda, a lot in his plate, and I, as a representative, am here to be his voice in the district. And I don't know if you guys have any questions.
Anyone have questions for Brian?
Yeah.
I understand, and I don't know if you know, but I would like you to check to see if this is correct. But I understand that the VA still has a very archaic computer system, even older than mine was. It still works on the DOS system. And No, has it been updated?
No.
Because
so,
it was way old, and that was part of the problem with getting things accomplished.
That's interesting that you mentioned that.